Hello. First of all, thank you very much for all the presentations and summaries of the discussions. My name is Murat Yücer. I'm an advisor to UNICEF and UNMAS for the Mine Action and Child Protection Areas of Responsibility. I really noted with interest some of the challenges and practices that have been going on in different regions, and it's very promising. But what struck me was very clear is that, you know, the same way explosive ordnance does not discriminate amongst its victims, it also knows no boundaries or borders, and it's very common for the regions in terms of the issues. What also I noted is that often victims or survivors of explosive ordnance, and sometimes they are internally displaced persons, sometimes asylum seekers or refugees. The prevalence of disability and physical and trauma and psychological trauma caused by explosive violence is high amongst refugee populations, and risk education is often very important for refugees that are hoping to return from neighboring countries. So I also noted some of the points on international assistance. So my question is really, how do the panelists think that international assistance, humanitarian or development being provided in one country that might be facing a complex emergency or a context of internal displacement can link with alternative international assistance mechanisms for refugee assistance in neighboring country, for example, to address some of the issues that I mentioned in the first place. Thank you.